Welcome to the Conscious Founder Podcast. This show enables founders and entrepreneurs to become the masters of their minds so they can create massive impact with ease, enjoy the journey, and avoid burnout. This is our Crazy Founder Stories segment where entrepreneurs share their most shocking stories so that fellow founders don't feel alone in their struggles. Together, we'll laugh at the inevitable quirks and mishaps of our entrepreneurial journeys, reminding ourselves that even the craziest moments have valuable lessons to teach. Thanks, as always, for listening. Jamie, welcome back to Crazy Founder Niche Stories. You've got another story for us. What is your story?
So, again, at the beginning of my journey, first things first is come up with a name, a logo, the brand, everything to do with the business. And you get all excited, the big unveil, this is my business. And three times now it's happened to me where I've gone through the marketing exercise of getting the name, of making the logo, of getting the branding, of getting the domain, of pumping out the business, getting some brand recognition. And someone comes to me and says, your name's too similar to ours, change it. And you think, no, different businesses. And then suddenly, you know, they've got deeper wallets than you do when you're a little startup, and they start throwing some weight around and saying, well, listen, if you don't change it, we're going to have to go legal with you. So I've gone through it, you know, two times really on force, but with three different businesses. So the first time the business was called Employ, I-M-P-L-O-Y, and I had two businesses approach me for one name. One of them turned out to be actually a really nice guy. And he just said, listen, you know, I think it's a little bit confusing. It's too similar. Can we work something out? And I thought, well, you know, my investor's saying, oh, screw them, you know, just carry on what you're doing. And then I got an email from the most undelightful individual who had a similar name, who sent me the most just disgusting email, basically saying, you know, our business is better than yours. You're a minnow. You're nothing. We're going to come after you. And I just thought, what is going on? Why are we doing this? And it's really annoying because I think you get all this branding done, you get the logo done, you get out there to your network. More importantly, you know, your network sees you as this is the business that he's released. And so I had to change. And eventually I changed the name and just made up a name. And then as we've discussed in great detail, I pivoted the business quite significantly, and I changed the name of the business to kind of go with the pivot. And as I changed the name, a recruitment company of all, you know, we were an alternative lender at this point, a recruitment company of all the companies decided to come up to us and say, your name is too similar to ours. And I thought, well, it's fairly well-used word, this name, and you're a recruiter, I'm a lender, there's no overlap here, so jog on. And then they sent their IP lawyer after me, and we had the most hilarious chat where I was like, just go away, I have no clue what you're on about. This, well, you know, customers are going to get confused if we started using you. And I said, well, simple, your client is banned from using my product then. And he was like, we can't do that. I was like, I've just done it. So there we go. You fanned. And it didn't stop. And the letters were relentless. And it got to the point where, and I trademarked everything, all names up to this point, by the way. And it got to the point where you learn a very hard lesson, that is, a trademark is actually only as enforceable as you're willing to make it. And that means how much you're willing to spend to defend your trademark. Mm. And at that point, I just pivoted and thought, you know what? I'd learned from the first time, it's not worth it. And so I ended up changing the name. And it's the last time I've changed the name. Thankfully, we've had the name 4 years or around that. And no one's tried to sue me ever since. But when you're in that zone, it's very difficult. Very, very difficult. Because you think everything comes down to the name, the brand, what you're doing. It's very, very difficult to convince yourself that changing the name isn't going to dramatically affect the business negatively. It was horrible. Yeah. Just getting legal letters left, right, and center, and angry messages from people. It really distracts you from what's really going on. But yeah, so forget your name. Doesn't matter. Get on with it.
That's a great lesson. If you can pivot the name that much, and maybe it's interesting because what comes up for me is that personal attachment. I think we all think that it means more to the business, but actually it's probably more personal, unless you are a very well-established brand, and it's going to make a complete difference if you change your name. But most of the time, you're kind of earlier stage than that. But that personal attachment is really difficult because that's what we fall in love with. I remember what makes a business real is the first time you name it.
Yeah.
And every time you change the branding, you know, the whole point in branding is that you feel something, or you're trying to make others feel something. And as a founder, you feel it more than anyone because it's you. You've created that thing. It's like a piece of art, even if it's just a logo and a name. So I could, like, it, emotionally, it's so much harder. But that lesson in there that you've said, which is just, if you take the emotion out of it, then the business is still fine. Don't claim that it's going to make, you know, it does make a difference to the business, but probably not as much as you thought it would.
No, and I think you're right. So when you start a business, it is your baby. I'm not saying it's the same as having a child, but it is your baby. And you name that baby, and it is an extension. It is, you're right. It's such an exciting time. You name your business. When you name your business, that's when you truly start your business. Because that's when you know, once you've named it,
comes real.
You need to say that name to people, which means, I mean business. I'm going out. I'm starting this. I'm all in. It becomes an extension of yourself. You become emotionally attached to it. But actually, when you look back on it, names mean nothing. What does Google mean? What does Spotify mean? What does Skype mean?
Yeah.
Brands are built on the products that they build and how good they are, and people recognize them after that. And that's what I started to truly realize. It's the advice I give to other founders now, which is, if your first thing you do is go through a branding exercise, you know, the colors and all of that, it's a waste of your time because people don't care and won't use your product because of your name at the start. If anything, they'll not use your product because you're new. So focus on product. Don't worry about the name. And I eventually worked that out that no one cares.
It's so funny you say that. I definitely needed to hear that, because I think when this has been released, I will have changed the name of the podcast. And it's been tough emotionally to allow that to happen. But it just, when you drop the emotion, and it just makes a lot of sense, even just listening to you right now. No one cares apart from me. And I can keep the branding, and it can still be the Mindfield Pod to me, but it is now the Conscious Founder Podcast. And so I feel like I needed to learn that lesson more than anyone else, or hear that lesson today.
Here's a good one, and it puts it into perspective, right? Which is, names and brand evolve with businesses, and the stage you're at is, I know so many people who, you know, who their name is, at school they had a nickname, but then at university they had another nickname. And when they finally grew into themselves, that's when that nickname stood for the, you know, for the remainder. And so whatever the nickname is that you come up with for your business at the start, when it evolves, if you change the name, it's because the business evolves and it's established enough that this is the, you know, it's just a different nickname, but it could be the nickname that you'll have forever, or you might reestablish yourself in a different way. And that was literally what I thought of. It's just, you got lots of them, but it's just what's going to carry for the rest of the time.
Yeah, no, it's a good point. So much of that is wrapped up in identity and feeling like we need an identity. And it's more that it's just a couple of people that have said to me, oh, how can you change, you know, don't change the name. I really like the name. But it's honestly dropping that. And as you said, who wants the nickname that they've had since they were 15 years old? probably don't want it. But yeah, thank you for that lesson today and that story. Another cracker.
My pleasure.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Conscious Founder Podcast. If you found this valuable, hit the link in the show notes to find out more ways you can become a master of your mind and achieve the success you desire.